His leadership skills rival those of Washington and Jefferson, and his speaking skills were superior. Yet when you mention his home of Red Hill, you probably have no idea who he is. That's because he was on the move much more than the famous residents of Mount Vernon and Monticello. His story is next on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
He was one of the greatest orators of the revolutionary cause. Patrick Henry was born in 1736, just north of Richmond, Virginia. John Kukla says it's difficult to pinpoint just one place in Virginia to tell Henry's story.
He changed his residence, as one of his friends said, as often as he did his underwear. He lived at about a dozen places during the course of his life.
Henry was known to take up the cause of the dissenter. That role and his excellent speaking skills may have had their root in his religious upbringing.
Patrick Henry himself remained an Anglican all of his life, but his mother was very closely interested in the Presbyterians, so he would go to both Anglican services with his father and then also go to Presbyterian services and meetings with his mother.
Henry became a defender of groups such as the Baptists and other denominations under persecution in the colonies. Although he desired to go to battle in the war for freedom, it was those speaking and leadership skills that were more important.
He and Jefferson and Madison were better off making their arguments in writing than they were leading troops. And Virginia had Washington and a good number of other folks who were perfectly capable of getting on a horse and leading troops in battle.
In fact, Henry's oratory skills were so persuasive, he may have been the envy of other prominent names of the time.
Some of his contemporaries were awed and sometimes dismayed by his power in the legislature. I think Thomas Jefferson, who occasionally was on the other side of some of these questions, lamented in a letter to James Madison one time, "All Henry has to do is say, 'Let this be law, and it will be law.'"
Patrick Henry's persuasion in courts of law and houses of government, and his famous oration of "Give me liberty or give me death," continue to keep him in the memory of Americans today. Traveling the countryside in Brookneal, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.